Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The Border Patrol agent who led an enhanced immigration enforcement in Los Angeles has arrived in Chicago, and this possibly signals a new phase in an enforcement surge announced last week. In a social media post today, Gregory Bovino shared footage of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement vehicles in Chicago, saying Operation At Large continues. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem confirming multiple arrests today. President Trump, meantime, has promised increased immigration enforcement here in Chicago, despite local objections from local leaders and residents. Illinois Governor Pritzker criticized Bovino's tactics, calling them violent and discriminatory. Advocates say these campaigns are largely designed to spread fear among immigrant populations in the area. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson has signed an executive order aimed at protecting protesters amid any federal law enforcement presence here in the city. The order directs the city police to work with protest organizers to move locations if a federal agency has determined a demonstration should no longer continue at its original site. The move comes as President Trump has again threatened to send the National Guard here to Chicago, although the president has yet done so despite continuously repeating that intention. Today is Mexican Independence Day, and in Chicago, it's usually a time for parades and parties and pride, but ramped-up immigration enforcement has dampened the celebration this year for many. Zitla Toca called into our new show, Say More.
This is the first year that I actually decide to take out the flag and put it on my hood and just be more out there, more present in the neighborhood, because I know that there are a number of people in my community who can't do that.
Toca says it feels like his community is in mourning because they are under attack. And two Ammer leopard cubs born at the Brookfield Zoo are pouncing toward meeting their public. The cubs were born July 14th. The zoo says they just had their 8-week wellness exam. The Sun-Times reports each cub weighs 6 pounds each, and they received their vaccinations to protect them from viruses and parasites. Senior veterinarian Copper Aitken Palmer says the wellness exam is the first step toward getting the cubs to meet the outside world. But for now, the cubs are busy practicing their pouncing. Ammer leopards are considered one of the rare and most endangered big cats. There are fewer than 100 left in the wild. You're listening to The Rundown.
This reporting is supported in part by the Poetry Foundation. Their River North space is open to all for an upcoming evening of poetry and music, celebrating rap and hip-hop as vital literary art forms. Learn more at poetryfoundation.org.
September opened with Chicago's prestigious Jazz Festival, and even if you missed it, there are two more events dedicated to the art form underway this month. Chicago Sun-Times reporter Erica Thompson has been on the jazz beat and recently spoke with my colleague Courtney Kippers about what audiences can expect.
Erica, Chicago Jazz Fest has come and gone for the year, but there is still plenty of jazz to catch around town this fall, right?
Absolutely. Plenty of jazz. First, we have the Inglewood Jazz Festival coming up. It's actually been extended 2 extra days. It runs from September 16th through the 20th in Hamilton Park and Cultural Center. And also there's the Hyde Park Jazz Festival, which runs September 27th and 28th in multiple locations throughout the South Side. So churches, arts venues, you really get to see like the beauty of the South Side as you're hearing all this amazing jazz. And another thing I wanted to mention is these festivals are coinciding with the 60th anniversary of the Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians, which is known for supporting experimental compositions and avant-garde jazz. And so you're going to see a lot of special programming affiliated with that at both of these fests.
All right. A lot going on. When we think of Chicago jazz, certainly the all-time greats come to mind, like Herbie Hancock and Ramsey Lewis, but you've been talking with a new crop of local jazz stars. Tell me about them.
Yeah, so there are a lot of young folks in their 20s who are touring internationally, playing with legends. They know all the standards, but they're also bringing like a fresh approach to jazz too. Just to mention a few really quickly, there's Micah Collier. He's a bass player. He just released his album Live at Dorian's, which is this great jazz spot that is bringing in a lot of young audiences. And then there's Lily Finnegan, a drummer who is, she's recruited veterans to play with her and she's composing for them. And she's also organizing a lot of shows and events. And then you have Frank Morrison, who's been like branded the hardest working drummer in the city, especially at the Chicago Jazz Festival. He played with multiple bands. So he's one of the up and comers as well.
And then you spent time with one of those players, Kevin King. Let's hear a little bit of him playing. To hear that and not want to dance along there. Outside of jazz, what other genres are influencing his sound in what we just heard?
Yeah, so he would probably tell you he doesn't subscribe to labels like genre, but it's clear that there's some heavy metal influence there. And when you hear him play live, it's just amazing because not only is he playing the sax, but he's like manipulating these effects pedals to distort his sound. So you can really hear that rock influence in what he's doing.
Well, in your reporting, you learned that a lot of these players are in multiple groups or projects. Is this generation of jazz players more open to experimentation, you think?
I don't think I can compare them to previous generations because a lot of experimentation has come out of Chicago over the years, but it is certainly a trend that we're noticing among these young folks, and they're talking about incorporating hip-hop and house and R&B and gospel. And I think of Lily Finnegan in particular. She spent a lot of time on the punk scene and plays in both a punk band and a jazz band, and she told me, like, when she was younger, she felt like she had to pick one or the other, but now she feels like she can do whatever she wants, and that's what I'm hearing from a lot of these players.
These fests happening this month are all free to attend. In part, that's been possible because they receive grants from the National Endowment for the Arts. But that funding has been clawed back. Does that mean the future of these events is at risk?
Possibly. I mean, both the Inglewood Jazz Festival and the Hyde Park Jazz Festival lost $25,000 grants each. Now, luckily for this year, they've been able to replace that funding, but they both communicated that they're a little nervous about next year and where they will get that funding. And these festivals are so important, especially just thinking about the legacy of jazz on the South Side.
Well, before I let you go, real quick, what performances are you most excited about to see this month?
Yeah, a few of them. So at the Inglewood Jazz Festival, Ernest Dawkins, the founder, has put together a group called Saxophonitis. And that name alone, like, you'll draw me in with that. So all saxophones. So I'm wondering what they're going to do. He's also composed a piece, four movements, called A Great Black Music Ancient to the Future, which is a tribute to that anniversary of the Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians. And then at the Hyde Park Jazz Festival, the organizers are really excited about this out-of-town artist Jason Moran. He's a solo pianist. He'll be doing an all Duke Ellington show. And I love Duke Ellington, so I'm excited to hear his take on it.
Sounds great. Well, thanks, Erica.
Thank you so much.
Sun-Times reporter Erica Thompson speaking about the jazz festivals with my colleague, arts reporter Courtney Kippers. Weather, clear skies tonight, comfortable with a low near 60, and then Wednesday, sunny and warm again with a high in the mid-80s, cooler near the lake. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.